Okay, let's dive into this. When you look at a service marketplace app, you know, like Airtasker, the whole thing seems so straightforward. Post a task, find someone, pay them. Simple. But the source material we looked at paints a very different picture. It calls them an operating system for services.
Exactly. And what's really fascinating is that the high cost isn't about flashy design or, slick animations. It's the sheer complexity hidden underneath. Our mission here is to unpack why these apps are so much harder to build than they look.
Right. What turns a simple idea into, say, a $150,000 platform?
It starts with the very first challenge, which is maybe the most counterintuitive one.
Riches.
You aren't building one product, you're building two at the exact same time.
Two products. You mean one for the customer, the person posting a task, and another for the service provider, the tasker.
Precisely. You need two separate onboarding flows, two different dashboards, two notification systems, because their motivations are completely different. A customer wants speed. A provider wants reliable income.
But wait, why not just have one app with different permissions? I mean, wouldn't that be more efficient? It seems like doubling the work, doubling the budget.
You'd think so, but the features they need are fundamentally different. A provider needs tools to track their jobs, their expenses. A customer needs dispute resolution or a way to quickly rebook someone. Trying to merge that just creates a mess.
Okay, so that dual user structure is the foundation for the high cost. What specific features are hiding the biggest price tags then?
Well, there are three non-negotiables. First is task creation and matching. It's not just a search bar. It's complex logic that has to weigh location, budget, deadlines, even the provider's past performance to make the right match.
To get the right person to the right job.
Second, you have the trust systems, ratings, reviews, identity verification. That's the currency that makes it possible for two strangers to, agree to work together.
And the third one.
The third one is the big one, the one everyone underestimates: payments and escrow.
Right. So this is where you're not just processing a payment like in e-commerce. You're holding the money. Is that where the complexity comes in? You're essentially acting like a mini bank.
That's exactly it. You are legally holding a customer's money in escrow until a job is marked as complete. That brings in huge technical risk. You're talking chargebacks, refunds, fraud prevention, international tax rules, every single edge case. What if job is half done? What if there's a dispute? Has to be handled perfectly, both legally and in the code.
And that complexity, that's what drives the budget.
It's a massive cost center.
So let's talk cold hard numbers. The sources broke this down into a few tiers in Australian dollars. The starting point, the MVP minimum viable product, is just the absolute core features. Even that is pretty substantial.
Yeah, you're looking at $60,000 to $90,000 AUD, and that'll take you maybe 3 to 4 months.
And that's just for the basics. For a growth-ready app, one with better matching and analytics, you're jumping up. Now we're at $100,000 to $150,000 and 5 to 7 months of work.
And that's before you even get to a fully scalable platform with automation and enterprise-level security. That's 180K plus. And remember, if you want native apps for both iOS and Android, that can push the cost up significantly. People also forget about the admin tools you need for moderation.
So with costs this high, where do projects usually go wrong?
That's the key question. And the source material is really clear on this. It's almost never the technology you choose.
Right.
It's because, and I'm quoting here, the wrong things are built too early.
So it's a prioritization problem.
It's entirely a prioritization problem. The smartest investment you can make isn't just money, it's deciding what not to build yet.
So to wrap this up, the big takeaway is that these service apps are managing trust, money, and time, all invisibly in the background. And that's why they're so complex. Smart prioritization, focusing on the hard stuff like escrow first, is the only way to manage the budget.
Right. And here's a final thought for you to consider. A large service marketplace is never really done. It can't be. With user behavior and regulations always changing, these platforms have to constantly evolve, not based on their initial plan, but on how people are actually using them in the real world.